Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Pulsed field ablation versus standard radiofrequency ablation for typical atrial flutter, Advantage AF trial substudy. The Advantage AF trial substudy evaluated cavotricuspid isthmus ablation using either radiofrequency ablation or bipolar linear pulsed field ablation during persistent atrial fibrillation ablation. This study compared lesion characteristics, cavotricuspid isthmus ablation efficacy, and safety between these two ablation modalities. The comparison provided data on how each method performed when treating typical atrial flutter. Article number 2. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, right ventricular phenotyping to improve risk assessment at follow-up. This study found that echocardiography-derived phenotypes describing various degrees of right ventricular remodeling and dysfunction add prognostic information to current risk stratification tools for patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. Data were prospectively collected from patients who underwent reevaluation between 6 and 12 months after diagnosis across 11 centers of the Italian Pulmonary Hypertension Network. This demonstrates that these specific phenotypes provide enhanced prognostic insights for patient management. Article number 3. Heart replacement therapy in young patients, a comparative analysis of HeartMate 3L5, AD and heart transplant using MOMENTUM-3 and UNOS registry. This study directly compared survival and adverse event rates between the HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device and heart transplantation in young patients aged 18 to 49 years with advanced heart failure. The analysis integrated data from the MOMENTUM-3 trial and the United Network for Organ Sharing registry. The findings provided a crucial head-to-head comparison of these two advanced heart failure therapies specifically for this younger age group. Article number 4. Cost-effectiveness of semaglutide for secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease in U.S. adults. This population-based cohort simulation study evaluated the cost-effectiveness and budget impact of semaglutide for secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease in U.S. adults. The study demonstrated that semaglutide reduces the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events in patients with overweight or obesity and cardiovascular disease, but without diabetes. These findings provide critical information regarding resource allocation and Medicare price negotiations for semaglutide therapy. Article number 5. Prognostic implications of mitral regurgitation across hypertrophic cardiomyopathy subtypes. A report from REVEAL-HCM study. This report from the REVEAL-HCM study examined the long-term prognostic impact of mitral regurgitation and its progression or regression across hypertrophic cardiomyopathy subtypes. Patients were retrospectively included from a Japanese multicenter registry. The study compared outcomes based on mitral regurgitation severity, specifically moderate or greater, versus mild or less, within each individual hypertrophic cardiomyopathy subtype, providing data on its prognostic implications. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.